Thursday asked us to have you sign these forms saying that, you know, you're not doing this against your will and stuff. We don't have you hooked up to electrodes and
oh, gracious.
Such as that. So there's one on this page and one on that page. To say we're not in here torturing you or nothing. At least I don't think it's going to be torture.
No.
Most folks like to remember how the times have changed and stuff. We've been learning a lot.
I bet it's been interesting.
It's very interesting. We were just talking to Mr. Do you know him?
Which one?
Yeah.
Aubrey.
That's Sonny.
Oh, Sonny. Okay.
Yeah, just this one right there. And we talked to Miss Chessie.
Oh,
y'all
yeah.
Know her?
Yeah, sure do. She worked for my husband. She was the first grade teacher.
Yeah.
And he was the principal.
And there's one more, the top one over here.
She's... When did they come?
They came about... When did we interview Miss Chessie? About 3 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm. Oh, a long time ago. Well, I don't know what you want the hours for because they were resident. They lived here, Miss and Miss. They've lived here all their lives. So when they say there's a difference in the town, you can know that.
Well, how long have you lived here for?
We came here in 38, 60 years ago, 60-something years ago.
Where'd you come from?
South Georgia.
Hmm.
Yeah, we came from down below Columbus, but slightly southeast of Columbus.
Did you come here for work? Or just?
Yeah, to be school teachers, to get a job that would pay. We were working on a job that didn't pay.
Hmm.
We had to have a script. Back in those days, you didn't get paid. You had a promissory note. That says we will pay you someday. And since we had a big family, we couldn't live like that. So we
finally... Well, the farm wasn't doing anything either.
Well,
except just...
Yeah, well, we ate. We did not
food.
We did not lack food.
We
just lacked money. We didn't have
money.
First thing we like to do is get everybody to say their name and date of birth. That way we can, you know, when we're archiving the materials, people that are doing research on this 100 years from now might be able to, you know, put the name with the voice. Mm-hmm. So, I'm Bridget.
I'm Virginia. And I was born October the 1st, 1904. So I'm 99 years old. Just had my other birthday.
Amy, August 8th of 27.
And what's y'all's relationship?
You see, she didn't say she's Amy.
Oh.
I said my first
daughter. Oh.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Yeah. I just wondered how y'all were kin. I can see the resemblance, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Daughter.
Yeah. My younger days picture, I showed it to a brother-in-law of mine. I said, who do you think this is right here? And it was my picture, but he said, oh, it's Amy.
Oh, so y'all look a lot alike, huh?
He could see the difference in things. Yeah, but it,
so you came up here to teach school?
Yes, to teach school. And we had a relation, a relative, already working in the Fulton County school system, and he helped us to get us a job, and we started off in Alpharetta.
Hmm.
So
that's where
we lived in Alpharetta 4 years, and Amy was just in the third grade.